Today's Amud is Yivames Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line from the top, Bayu Minei Rav Sheisha. So just before we begin, perhaps there's a short hagdama to the halachas of Trumas and Maaser. So the halacha is that the Torah says that anytime a person plants something, so the fruits, when he plants fruits, so the first fruits have to go every year from the Shiva, Davka by the Shivas Haminim, the first fruits have to be taken to the Beis HaMikdash, and when a person gets to the Beis HaMikdash, he gives the first fruits called Bikurim, he gives them to a Kayin by the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first fruits when a person plants Shivas Haminim. Now, when a person finishes collecting the produce from the year, so the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat from the produce that came until he takes off the proper trumais and maaser. So the first obligation that one has every single year is to take off truma, although sometimes called truma gedayla. Truma gedayla midaraisa has no shear, but midarabanan, the shear is 1/50th, it's 2%. 2% of one's produce, he takes it off, he separates it, and he gives it as truma, he gives it to a kayin. Now, halacha by truma is that only a kayin is allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to share the truma with his friends who are zarim, who are non-kayhanim. A non-kayin is not allowed to eat truma, it can only be eaten by a kayin. Now, halacha is that after one takes off truma, so then the next thing he takes off, also every single year, is Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is a 10% tax almost, a 10% gift, a 10% of what's remaining from his produce that the person gives to a Levi. The Levi, the Maaser has no Kedusha. The Levi could share the Maaser with Yisrael. But that's the halacha that the person has to take off 10%, and 10% goes as Maaser Rishon to a Levi Chelek Avedasa, because the Levi does work for us in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is his Chelek that he gets for his Aveda. He gets 10% of a person's produce, 10% of what's remaining after Truma Gedayla. The Levi, when he gets this 10%, so he has to take off a 10% of that 10%, and he has to give it as Trumas Maaser to a Kayim. We're not really going to discuss that very much. As far as one's own produce, like we said, the first fruits, if it's Shivas Aminim, get brought as Bikurim, given to a Kayin. After that, he takes off Truma Gedayla, 2% that goes to a Kayin. And after that, he takes off Maaser Rishon, 10% that goes to a Levi. Afterwards, there's one last Maaser. However, exactly what the next Maaser is depends on which year of the Shemitah cycle one is in. The first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning every year except for the third and sixth, 1, 2, 4, and 5. So during years 1, 2, 4, and 5, a person takes off Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is 10% of what's remaining after all the Truma and Maaser that he just took off. Maaser Sheni is 10% of what's remaining. It's eaten even by Yisrael. In fact, he doesn't even give it to anyone. He keeps it for himself. But this 10% that he takes off as Maaser Sheni is that it has to be brought to Yerushalayim. It could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's Maaser Sheni, 10% of what's remaining. He brings it to Yerushalayim. He keeps it for himself, but he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's if it's a first and second or fourth and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle. However, during the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, so then instead of Maaser Sheni, what the person does is he takes off Maaser Ani, which again is also 10%, but this 10% doesn't keep for himself and bring to Yerushalayim. Rather, this 10% goes to an Ani, Kishmai Kainu. It's Maaser Ani. It's 10% that's given to an Ani. That takes place during the third and sixth year. Like just this last year. Last year was the third year of the Shemitah cycle. Last year was the Maaser Ani year. Now we're back to Maaser Sheni. But that's the halacha. First and second, fourth and fifth is Maaser Sheni. And third and sixth is Maaser Ani. At the end of every third and sixth year, when there's a, meaning really it's 2 3-year cycles. It's Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, and then again Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. It's 2 3-year cycles, Batsam. So after each cycle, after the third and sixth year, meaning during the fourth and 7 years, on Erev Pesach specifically, on Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, this past Erev Pesach was the Erev Pesach of the fourth year. So on Erev Pesach of every fourth and seventh year, so there's a halacha that a person has to do Biur Maisrais. Biur Maisrais means that a person has to check, see if he has any Bikurim, any Maaser Sheni that he forgot to take care of. And what he does is he burns it, he gets rid of it, he has to get rid of it. And then he does something called Vidui Maisris, which is a proclamation where he says that he does a vidui betzem, saying that announcing that he's gotten rid of all of his meiser and bikurim that he has in his possession. That's what we just had this past Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Vidui, there's beer and there's vidui. So now, with that hakdam in mind, says the Gemara like this. Bayu mi name Rav Sheshes. They asked in the Beis Medrash, they asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshes. Arul mahu b'maiser. We had in our Mishnah, the name of the Paraka Arul, is that an Arul is not allowed to eat truma. So now the Shaila is what about Meiser, referring to Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni also has an element of Kedusha. It has to be brought to Yerushalayim. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So maybe when it comes to Meiser Sheni, we should say that an Arul is also not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Is it only by truma, or is it also by Meiser Sheni? Now, why would I assume yes, why would I assume not? Meaning, what would be the limud? Says the Gemara like this. Kihechi diyalav pasach mi meiser la'inaninos. Just like when it comes to the Isser Tikar Pesach as an Einin. What's the Makar? We learn it now from Meiser. By Meiser, the Torah says that an Einin is not allowed to eat Meiser. We learn from Meiser to Karban Pesach that an Einin is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So just like you learn out from Meiser to Karban Pesach, so also go the reverse. Yalef Nami, Meiser, Mi Pesach. We should also learn out from Pesach to Meiser, Lenin Arelist, with regards to Arelist. By Pesach it says, and an Arul Yaychavai. So who I did, let's say, let's learn out Meiser from Pesach. Aydilma, or perhaps, now we don't make the Limud. Why not? Because Chomer, Mikal Yalef. You could make a Kavachimer. You could say that if by Meiser, an Einin cannot eat Meiser, so then surely an Einin cannot eat Karban Pesach. But Kal Mechomer, Lo Yalef. But you can't learn out the halacha of something Kal, Meiser, from something which is Chomer. You can't say that just because an Arul cannot eat Karban Pesach, so too an Arul cannot eat Meiser. No, maybe it's Dafka by Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is more Chomer. That's why an Arul cannot eat Karban Pesach. You can't learn out from Karban Pesach to Meiser. And in fact, really, this side of this Gemara Suffolk really seems to be the more obvious side. Of course, you cannot learn out something which is Kal from something which is Chomer. How would the Gemara have a Havamina that just because an Arul cannot eat Karban Pesach, so too we shall learn from there that an Arul cannot eat Meiser? Why would I think to say such a thing? Maybe it's Dafka by Karban Pesach. Of course, Pesach is more Chomer. How could anyone just make that such an assumption that just because you have Halacha that applies to Karban Pesach, that who didn't it applies to Meiser? So Taisus addresses this. Taisus Dibur Maskil Kal Mechomer. Taisus gives two mahalchim. Mahalch number one, Taisus says, is that the Gemara was unsure what's the limud we learn out from Meiser to Karban Pesach when it comes to Aninas. We say that an Einin cannot eat Meiser. Who didn't an Einin cannot eat Karban Pesach? Is that a Kavachimer? If it's a Kavachimer, so then a Dafka goes in one direction. You could say that if an Einin cannot eat Meiser, then surely an Einin cannot eat Karban Pesach. You could learn out the Chomer from the Kal. It's a Kavachimer. But you wouldn't be able to go in the reverse. Or perhaps, what's the other tzad? Says Taisus, perhaps, it's a gzeira shava. It's not a kavachimer. We have a gzeira shava that connects Karban Pesach to Meiser. If that's the case, the way I transfer the halacha of aninas from Meiser to Karban Pesach was through a gzeira shava, so then gzeira shavas go both ways. And it doesn't matter if it's a kavachimer, kal, chamer, doesn't matter, because it's a gzeira shava linking the two parashias. So Taisus says a second mahalach is that the Gemara knows it's a gzeir shava. The shaila is it a gzeir shava mufna? Because like we said before, if a gzeir shava is not mufna, if there's no extra words, so then you could ask a pircha. So then you could say that no, maybe Pesach is more chomer. But if it is mufna, so then it's a gzeir shava that's rock solid, even if you have a pircha, and then we will learn out Karban Pesach. We'll learn out from Karban Pesach to Meiser that an Arul cannot eat Meiser. So that was the Gemara Safik, either what's the limud, or what type of gzeir shava is it. And says the Gemara that Amar Lehu, that Rav Sheshes answered to the people, to the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, and he said to them, "Netani Sua." Now, l'chayra, we could deduce the halacha from a Mishnah Bikurim. The Mishnah is comparing Truma, Bikurim, and Meiser, the three things, all with each other. So the Mishnah starts off and it says that there are things that we find by Truma and Bikurim that do not apply by Meiser. Hatruma vaBikurim chayavin alayan misa. Number one, if a kohen is tamei and eats truma or eats bikurim, so the lacha is that he's chayiv misa. We don't find that if someone's tamei and eats meiser, he's chayiv misa. That's something that only applies to truma and bikurim. The chaimish, there's halacha that if a zar, if someone who's not a kohen eats truma and bikurim b'shaygeg, so he has to pay back the kohanim and he has to add a fifth. He has to add a chaimish, which there's no such halacha when it comes to meiser. Va'asur and lezarim, truma and bikurim are asur to a zar. Only a kohen could eat it, as opposed to meiser, which is mutter even to zarim. It's even the property of the kohen, to the extent that if a kohen takes the truma, if he takes the bikurim and he marries a woman under the chuppah, he says, please, by virtue of this grape, be mikudashas to me. So, she might throw it at his face, but lamaisa, if she accepts it, they're married. They're married. You can marry her with a grape, you can marry her with a pomegranate, you can marry her with truma, with bikurim. Va'ilin be'echad umeya. And the halacha is that, it's ayla be'echad umeya. Normally things are batal b'raiv. Ma'iser, it could be batal b'raiv. When it comes to truma, when it comes to bikurim, so then it only becomes batal if you have a truma grape that gets mixed into other grapes. It's only batal, not if you have two grapes, it's only batal if you have 100 grapes. If it gets mixed in with 100 grapes, so then it could be batal. But less than that, not. V'tu'unin rechitas yadayim. When a kayin eats the truma, when he eats bikurim, there's halacha that his hands tam yadayim arasheni, that's matama truma, it's matama bikurim. So he has to wash his hands before he eats the truma and the bikurim. V'harev shemesh, even if he was tamen and he went to the mikvah, he's still not allowed to eat truma and bikurim until he experiences harev shemesh, until it's nightfall. The very first mishnah and shas, me'imus ha'kayir and shema barvin, mishash ha'kayanim nechnasen l'achol b'trumasan, meaning tzeisik ha'chavim, they have to eat it not when they go to the mikvah, they have to eat it only after harev shemesh, only after it's nightfall. Hare'elu b'truma bikurim ha'shenki b'maiser, and all these things apply only to truma and bikurim, and they're in their ways that they're different and unique than maiser. These things do not apply to maiser. Now says the Gemara, says Rav Sheisha, as v'im isan, if it's true that an arol is allowed to eat maiser, we know that an arol cannot eat truma, and who adin an arol cannot eat bikurim. So if it's true that an arol could eat maiser, so nisni arol aser behen mashen kim b'maiser, so then there's another thing that should have been in the list. The Mishnah should have mentioned arol, that an arol is aser ti truma, it's aser ti bikurim, and he's mutter ti maiser. Evidently, from the fact that the Mishnah did not say arol, it's mashma that an arol, just like he cannot eat truma and bikurim, he also cannot eat maiser. That's why it's not something unique about truma and bikurim, because an arol is not allowed to eat maiser. So that was Rav Sheshesh's raya, that an arol cannot eat maiser, to which the Gemara says, and no, Tana Vishayer, I could tell you that it's true the Tana left it out, but it's not because the halacha is not true. Really, it is true. Really, it's dafka by truma and bikurim that an arol cannot eat. Arol cannot eat truma and bikurim, but he could eat maiser. You want to know why the Tana didn't mention it? Because the Tana was only mentioning examples. He wasn't saying every possible case. He was saying certain examples. Well, says the Gemara, umay shayir da shayir. You can't just say that the Tana is saying examples and he left out one thing. It has to be that there are other things that are left out. And then you could say, oh, the Tana was just saying examples. But if there's only one thing that's left out, why would he say examples and leave out one thing? Just include that last thing and let it be a total list. Elamai, if you want to tell me that it's just examples, there has to be more things that are left out. So my shire the high shire, what else is left out that you want to tell me that this was just an examples? So says the Gemara, shire dekatani seifa. There's something left out in the seifa of the Mishnah. The next Mishnah in that parak in Bikurim, the very next Mishnah says also a list of things, yesh b'maiser bikurim mashenkein b'truma. There's a list of things that apply by maiser and bikurim that do not apply by truma. And over here in this list, things are left out. So you see that the Tana wasn't saying everything. Now what was left out from this list? So let's first see the list. The list over there is shamaiser v'bikurim tun and abas makoyim. Both maiser and bikurim need to be brought to a certain place. Maiser sheni is brought to Yerushalayim to be in. Bikurim is brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see it requires bringing it to a certain place. Utuunin vidui, and they both require vidui. Like we said, after the third and sixth year, there's vidui maiser. So you do vidui and bikurim, you do vidui and the maiser. Evidently, there's no vidui on the truma. Va'aser lo'ainin, and both maiser and bikurim are aser to an ainin. Mashenkein truma is mutter to an ainin. Reb Shimon matir, and Reb Shimon says that no, that really an ainin is mutter to have bikurim also, Rashi says. Matir is going on bikurim. Maiser is lahadin in the Torah that it's aser. But on bikurim, Reb Shimon's chaylik, Reb Shimon says that an ainin is allowed to eat bikurim. V'chayavim bebir, and all both maiser and bikurim are chayavim beer. Like we said, anything that's remaining has to be burnt. As opposed to truma is true, you have to get rid of it, but truma doesn't get burnt, Taisa says. So it's not chayavim beer. Reb Shimon says, and no, also bikurim is also pater from beer. V'ilu aser levayer ben mitumah, Now, there are other things that only apply by Maaser and Bikurim that don't apply to Truma that are not on this list. Says the Gemara, number one is the fact that it's Asar Levayr Mehen Betuma. The halacha is that Truma, if Truma becomes Tameh, so the Kayin could use, let's say this Truma oil, so the Kayin could use that oil as fire fuel, even though the oil is Tameh, the Truma is Tameh, the Kayin's not allowed to eat it, but he could use it to fuel his fire, as opposed to Bikurim and Maaser, Maaser Sheni, if they become Tameh, you're not allowed to be Mevayr Mehen Betuma. So that's another difference that applies by Bikurim and by Maaser that does not apply by Truma. Va'eichlin b'tomas atzman like it. And the halacha is that if a person is Tameh and he eats Maaser Sheni or he eats Bikurim, he's Chayiv Malkus. Mashen kein b'tshuma. That doesn't apply by Truma. And yet, like a Tani, these things are not listed in the Mishnah. Alma Tani v'shayer. So you see that the Tana wasn't saying a complete list. He was saying examples, and therefore you can't bring a raya from the fact that the Tana didn't say anything about Arol, that an Arol it must be his Aser Tin Maaser. It could be really an Arol is Aser it could be an Arul is really Mutter Tid Meiser, and in a Chanami that's another difference that you have that Truma and Bikurim and Arul is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim and really is allowed to eat Meiser. It could be he is allowed to eat Meiser. The Tana didn't say it because it was not saying a complete list. The Tana was just saying examples.